The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Deborah Love for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Health Issues. For the next half hour, I'll be reading articles from the Mayo Clinic Health Letter. Our first article is about aortic aneurysm. The aorta is large and in some ways in charge. It's the body's biggest artery and it's central both in location and function. The aorta serves as the blood's highway as it journeys to feed and nourish organs, muscles, and tissue throughout the body. Extending from the heart's left ventricle, this tubular structure measures a foot long and at widest is about twice the diameter of a garden hose. While the body is at rest, up to 5 liters of freshly pumped blood travel through each minute. That amount can more than double when you're exercising. Any leak from this large pipe can be trouble. When a disruption happens, it's commonly associated with a bulge or enlargement called an aortic aneurysm. Until a leak occurs, most aneurysms cause no symptoms and are often discovered when checking for something else. Knowing your risk and whether you're a candidate for screening or repair can be life-saving. The aorta begins at the heart and goes up toward the base of the neck. There, it turns from the front of the chest to the back of it, then travels down along the spine, through the chest and the abdomen. The wall of the aorta has 3 layers, a thin inside layer, which prevents blood from clotting, a muscular middle layer, which provides the structure of the vessel, and a tough, fibrous outside layer, which holds everything in place. An aneurysm develops when one or more areas along the wall of the aorta weaken or get damaged. With time, the weakened areas continue to enlarge or bulge. Most aneurysms occur in the abdomen, called abdominal aortic aneurysms, but they may develop in... They may develop in the chest as well, where they are known as thoracic aortic aneurysms. Most aneurysms start small and grow slowly. They rarely cause symptoms and are often discovered when an X-ray, an ultrasound, or a computerized tomography, or CT, scan of the chest or abdomen is done for another reason. All aortic aneurysms are at risk of rupture, which allows blood to leak outside of the aorta and into the surrounding areas of the body. A ruptured aneurysm requires emergency care. It leads to death up to 80% of the time, even with emergency treatment. Annually, up to 200,000 people die worldwide due to ruptured aneurysm. The size of the bulge is the strongest predictor for the risk of rupture. For that reason, small aneurysms, as long as they're not growing quickly, are managed with a watch-and-wait approach. This means using imaging tests such as ultrasound or CT scans at regular intervals to monitor the aneurysm's size and rate of growth. Small aneurysms may only require testing every 2 to 3 years, but yearly or twice a year monitoring may be recommended for larger ones. The largest aneurysms require immediate care to reduce the risk of rupture. Surgery is generally recommended for an aortic aneurysm once it reaches a large size. What exactly large entails can vary depending on the risk factors and your sex. Generally, surgery will be likely for men with an abdominal aortic aneurysm of 5.5 centimeters or larger, or for women with aneurysms that are 5 centimeters or larger. Surgery also is advised for thoracic aortic aneurysms that are 6 centimeters or larger.